this time our youth choir is going to sing. And still don't have any boys up here yet. I'm going to have to knock some over the head and drag them in the youth choir, looks like. This time we'll turn the service over to the youth choir. Sandy and Francis as they sing for us. We do appreciate the youth choir, and thank God for each one of them. This time, Brother White is going to come to read our scripture for us, taken from Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 and 11.
Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that we have this day, for a beautiful day, for a chance together to worship, for the beautiful singing. We pray this morning, Father, as Brother James brings us your word, that you would continue to bless us, that there would be decisions made in this group this morning, that we would serve you better, or those that are here that do not know you, that they would come to the knowledge of Jesus this day. We pray this morning, Father, for the sick, those that are on our hearts, those that have been mentioned time and again, those, Father, that have been mentioned first time today. We pray for them, Father, that you would heal them, to be your blessed will. Again, we pray your blessings to be upon us as we serve you this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, let's go to the hymnal again and turn to page 269. And let's stand, the ones that feel like it, and sing all four verses, the Solid Rock, 269.
Thank you. Dave75.org. You can try to find out. And we see the
almost have time for another song, Brother Tom. About 2:19. If you need the words, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." 2:19.
Thank you.
that's our theme song today. I believe we have some young people downstairs that needs to be up here. Brother Kermit, you go down. I want everyone to hear this message today. It might be the last one I'll ever give. It may be the last one you'll ever hear. We're living in perilous times. Three of us, actually four of us, went to the Youth Olympics yesterday. Three Davis boys and me and the Lord. We had a wonderful time. Didn't get back till after 9:30 or so. I was stopped to get some gas somewhere, and there wasn't any room around a place right up here, just a few miles to park. I barely was able to get in there to get some gas. The devil is at work, and we had a lesson in the Lennon's class I taught this morning. The devil knows where he's headed. He knows that someday he is going to be in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. And if he can, he'll get you to not hear one word of the message today. But I thank God that he is at work too. God is at work. And he wants to speak to your heart today. Not just your head. He wants to speak to your heart. Myrna played a song there during the offering that says, God can do anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God can do anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. And we're going to talk today on the God of the impossible. The God of the impossible. And my prayer is that you'll respond today to the call to God, the call of the Lord to salvation, as well as the call to service. He said in Isaiah, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And then Isaiah said again in Isaiah 45:22, Look unto me. This is the Lord talking. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. He is going to be, and he is today, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. There is none else. We have much to be praying for this week. I want to stop right here and mention a few prayer requests before we get into the rest of the message. Mrs. Parsons' mom is still down here in the hospital. Mrs. Blair. Let's continue to lift her up in prayer this week. Also, Mitchell Fraley and Anna Campbell, John and Lucy Talby and Ms. Back, Brother Combs' wife, Ms. Barker, and also Mrs. Maud Barker, Ms. White's mom and dad, Brother Flinton's mother, Brother Lafer Giles, also my mom, and Homer Purdom and Naomi Asher, as well as Arnold Combs. He's Mrs. Zimmerman's brother, lives in Lexington, Dr. Arnold Combs. They thought he had pneumonia, and he has cancer. And that's where Kenneth and Goldie are today. Let's be praying for him. I met him during the times we went down there to check on told his other brother, Gene Combs, who died a few months ago. There's also another prayer request, Desi Smith. I went to see her yesterday over at the nursing home. This lady has terminal cancer. I went by and read some scripture to her and had prayer with her. She knows the Lord. And it really pays today to know Him, to know the Lord in a real way. Let's look to the Lord again in another word of prayer. Father, we love Thee today and just want You to work out Your will and every precious life here in this service. Father, we know that You have a message for each one of us. And may we have, Lord, today open hearts and open minds to hear what You have to say from Your precious Word. Father, may we look to Thee, Lord, for guidance and strength and courage to live for Thee this week. Lord, we know that Your Word still says all things work together for good to those who love Thee. We pray for the Zimmermans this morning as they are going through another trying time. Lord, we also lift up Mrs. Blair today there in ICU down here at our hospital. We pray for her this morning, for Anna Campbell, for each of these others, Lord, that we've mentioned. We know You're able to bless each one. May Your will be worked out in every life. We pray for any in this service, Lord, who are lost. May today be a life-changing decision made in their lives, that they will come to know the Lord in a real way. In His name we pray. Amen. I would ask you today to look to the Lord, look to Jesus, the one who can do anything but fail. I trust today you'll place your hand, as it were, in a nail-scarred hand and let Him lead you through life. Every one of us needs a shepherd because sheep are easily lost away from the shepherd. Not that we lose our salvation, but if we're not very careful, we're going to find ourselves straying like the prodigal son in a poor country. Our two key verses are going to be found in Luke 1:37, where the angel Gabriel said to Mary, Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing." And I want to underline that word, nothing. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And another verse found in the Old Testament in Genesis 18:14, the first part of that verse. These are men from heaven, angels as it were, saying to Abraham, and Sarah was listening in her tent. They said this to Abraham, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" There's nothing too hard. There is nothing too hard for the Lord today. He can do anything but fail. He can do anything. In the Daily Bread recently, a young Christian, feeling curious and a little daring, slipped into a bar one night. I was telling you about a bar last night I went by. You couldn't park hardly anywhere around it. So many people. Same way probably with all the bars in Perry County. This young Christian slipped into a bar one night. He was trying God. The Bible says, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." I guess in a way that's why I never go into a bar, even to witness to someone. Some of you saw me go in the Junction Bar up here. Well, you'd say, well, who in the world is our pastor? That's why I don't go. This fellow slipped into a bar. And to his embarrassment, an unsaved fellow employee who knew that he was a Christian said, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? The unsaved man knew that this Christian was in the wrong place. And friends, I believe it's time that we follow the Lord. It's time that we follow Jesus. Follow the Lord, no matter where He would lead us. And I'd say He's not going to lead us in a place like that, unless it is to witness. The thought for this particular day in the Daily Bread said, he who does not want to trade with the devil must stay out of his shop. My friend, the Lord is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. There are three things today about Daniel that I'd like for us to look at. First of all, Daniel's testings. And we're going to be tested. The second, Daniel's testimony. And finally, Daniel's triumph. Daniel's testing. You know the story here. I'll not go into it in full detail. They made a decree that no one was to pray to anyone for 30 days except to the king. And so, they were trying to trick Daniel, the people who were envious of him. They were trying to trick him. The penalty was, you're to stay in the den of lions for one night. You're to be thrown to the den of lions. And the enemy thought, the lions will get Daniel. But my friend, they had another thing coming. They didn't know who Daniel's God was. Today, you and I who are saved, we serve a God who can do anything. And I mean anything. A God who could feed the children of Israel for 40 years. Manna fell down from heaven 6 days a week for 40 years. A God who could not let their shoes wear out for 40 years. He can certainly do anything in the 20th century. You know what, Daniel? Daniel had faith in a great God who could do anything. Keep in mind what the angel said to Mary, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Keep in mind what the men from heaven said to Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? There's nothing too hard for the Lord. The verse that Brother White read for us, Daniel 6:10, there's a lot of stuff in that one verse. Thank God for this one verse. It says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. How many of us gathered here today would still have done that, knowing that ahead of us lay a den of lions? The only place I want to see a lion is in a cage. How about you? I've seen lion tamers in a cage with the lions. My friend, I want to say this today. God was going to be with Daniel. We might not have ever heard of things like this in the 20th century. But I know this morning, God is able to protect us. It was either Paul Harvey or some news commentator who gave an illustration one time on the radio. And it was a wonderful illustration. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. They told about a little boy who was out in the ocean, and it was infested with sharks. I can't find the verse right now, but it's in the book of Psalms that says the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. This fellow was out, and you know what? A porpoise stayed with that little boy until he was rescued. The angel of the Lord. When I heard that on the radio, I thought of the verse there in Psalms. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him. Daniel here in Daniel 6:10, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. I wonder who you are fearing today. Who am I fearing? Who do I fear? Just because we're saved doesn't mean that our life's going to be a bed of roses. In fact, it may be just the opposite. It may be the opposite. In 1 Peter 4:16 it says, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed." I wonder how many of us Christians have suffered any this past week for our testimony. How many of us have been tested during the past 7 days for the testimony that we've had for the Lord? If anyone suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him rather glorify God on this behalf. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Daniel wasn't trying to be a pretty boy. He wasn't trying to be a holier-than-thou person. No. He had his faith in a great God. Daniel had rather stay a night in a lion's den, a den of lions, one night, than to miss one day without praying. And so he didn't care who saw him. Daniel knew that he should not pray to anyone but the king. But he had rather spend a night, as I say, with the lions than spend a day without prayer. What a witness for the Lord Daniel was. These men assembled, verse 11, and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. This is all his enemies needed. And they hurried to the king. But you know, Daniel was not afraid of anyone but God. He did not fear anyone but the Lord. The Bible says, "And fear not man who can just destroy the body, and after that no more he can do, but rather fear him who is able to cast soul and body in hell." I wonder who we fear. I read an illustration about a fellow who had on his tombstone, he had written these words: "He feared man so little because he feared God so much." A verse we had in our adult BBS this year, 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." I thank God for what He's given us. He has not given us the spirit of fear of man. We need to fear God. Daniel would not compromise his beliefs in an all-wise, all-knowing God. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day. You know what the king, he went to his house, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver Daniel. But Daniel was not walking the floor, wringing his hands and saying, "Oh, what have I got myself into?" We don't find anything about that in the Bible. I don't believe Daniel was doing it. He had his faith in an all-wise God. If we brought Daniel to this platform this morning, from heaven, that's where he is up there. If we brought him here today and said to him, "Daniel, how did you feel as you had the night in the lion's den?" I believe Daniel would say to us, "I would not take $1 million for that experience that night of being with God." I said before, and I'll say it again, I had rather be in jail in the will of God than to be out of jail out of the will of God. Someday you and I may be thrown in jail for our testimony. I don't know. But I know this. Daniel was not worried still because of what lay ahead of him. He trusted a God who could do anything. Anything. You know who was in hot water? The king. The Bible says, "Vain is the help of man." Daniel's help was in God. Second, Daniel's testimony. In Daniel 6 and verse 16, the last part of that verse, the king says, "Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." Daniel had a consistent testimony. Look what that king said. "Thy God, whom thou servest just on Sunday, he will deliver thee." No. "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, 7 days a week, he will deliver thee." It's wonderful to know today that this king had this kind of confidence in Daniel's God, the God of the impossible. The king spent the night fasting, and I believe upon the authority of God's word that Daniel spent the night feasting upon God's love and God's protection. The king spent the night fasting. I believe Daniel must have had a good night's rest. I don't know if he slept any or not. But I know this, Daniel's faith was in the great God. The king couldn't wait hardly until the next morning. He got up early and went to the den of lions and cried. And I want us to notice how he rephrased his words. He first of all said, "Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." Look what he says the next morning. A question. He says, hoping that Daniel will hear. He's hoping that Daniel is still alive. He said, "Is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?" Question mark. He must have had some second thoughts during the night. Is Daniel's God able to deliver him? And so he asked a question. I wonder what kind of testimony you and I have out in the world. With people that we work with, people that we meet on the street. Daniel had a wonderful testimony. He knew the Lord, and he knew that God could do anything. This is not the last of this story. Daniel's triumph. As this old king shouted out to Daniel, "Is thy God whom thou servest continual able to deliver thee from the lands?" This old king's heart must have skipped a beat as he listened for Daniel to speak. Daniel said, "O king, live forever." Did you know what? Daniel respected the king. The Bible says, pray for those that are in authority. Daniel respected the king. He said, "O king, live forever." He didn't bawl the king out for putting him in the lion's den. Daniel says in verse 22, "My God." I read Psalm 23 to this lady over at the nursing home yesterday. That says, the first verse says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Daniel said, "My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me." And the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. And Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Look what the last part of verse 23 says. Because he believed in his God. What kind of God are we serving? The Lord wants us to be a Christian on Monday as well as on Sunday. Every day of the week, the Lord wants us to serve Him. What kind of God are you serving today? Is He able to do anything but fail? Our invitation to Him today is page 217. You may be tested, and you will be, but I trust your testimony will ring true, that you'll have victory in your daily life this week. Now, Father, we thank Thee for Your Word today. Thank Thee for the Bible. Father, during this invitation, we pray for Christians to make decisions for Thee. We pray for those here that are lost, that today would be a day of decision in their lives too. Use each thing, Lord, that we do this week to bring honor and glory to Thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 217, just as I am. That's the way the Lord wants you this morning. Come to Him.
Thank you.
Hey, the Lord's able to save to the uttermost to those that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He knows your need. And I trust you'll take time out today and let the Lord speak to you. Remember the outline today? Daniel's testing, his testimony.